This is the 11th hour, and I'm Pádraig Branach. This weekend, the Big Bang Festival of Rhythm takes place in Dublin, and we're joined in our music studio by a host of drummers from the festival, representing all the major percussion groups. On Bowrons, Brian Fleming and Robbie Harris. From Ghana and Ireland, Jabba Jabba Jimbe. Piano, Tony Oscar from Cuba. From Brazil, we've got André Lopez. And also drumming are James Farrell and Hugh O'Byrne. Brian Fleming and Robbie Harris, you're two of the organisers of the festival. Brian, you've drummed all around the world, so why did you always come back to Bowron? Why is that?
Well, it's a funny thing. I mean, you can learn a lot about a whole lot of other cultures and how to play their instruments, but when you go out of Ireland, what people really want to know is what sort of stuff do you play at home, and you're really only an expert internationally on your own native drum, so keep getting drawn back to it. And luckily, it's a drum that has a lot of fascination for drummers around the world.
Rob, you're also a Bowron player.
I suppose I've always just had a love for the Bowron, and it's the one drum I keep coming back to. And it's very handy to transport around, you know, you stick it under your arm. And you can put a change of clothes in the case as well, which is handy too. when I heard Paddy Mercier with Aretha Sagazy and Donal Lunny, Johnny McDonough, Tommy Hayes, that was it for me. I just wanted to groove like that.
So you're going to play a piece for us now. What's this piece called, Brian?
This is called the Big Bang Groove.
Take it away, gentlemen, please. Brian Fleming and Robbie Harris there. Brian, that piece finished with an Indian break. Describe it to me.
Yeah, that's a tihai. So they're kind of standard breaks that Indian percussionists will learn. Kind of tricky to learn if you don't speak the language of the drums. But when they learn them, they say things like da ki da din da ki da din da ki da da ki da din da ki da da ki da din da ki da da. Once you have the hang of it, it's easy to do it. If you try to write it out and learn it other ways, it's almost impossible.
And how do you teach it to your students?
Well, funny enough, we're trying to use a tihai as part of the Big Bang 2 event on Sunday afternoon in Meeting House Square. So there's a whole lot of people who have drummed before and people who haven't drummed before that are joining us. So we've translated it into Dublinese. So now it's gone from da ki da dinna da ki da dinna da ki da da to da keep your dinner down, keep your dinner down, keep it down, keep your dinner down, keep it down. So we just told people they've got off a ride in Funderland with their da. He's looking a bit green around the gills. And they say, da, keep your dinner down, keep it down, keep your dinner down, keep it down, keep your dinner down, keep it down. And nobody seems to be having any problems with it.
Robbie, the technology of drumming has improved tremendously in the last 13 or 14 or 15 years.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of, even just from the Bowron, the amount of amazing Bowron makers from all over the world. There's a guy in New Zealand, there's Norbert Eckermann in Austria, there's Brendan White in the Netherlands, all over the country here. And there's probably many I haven't gotten to play yet. And beyond that, like, there's just drum companies all over the world creating new instruments all the time.
And what's your favourite new drum sound now? What have you discovered recently?
My favourite one that I'm kind of getting a few gigs with is the spring drum. And this is made by a company called Remo. And it's basically a drum and with a drum head and a spring attached to it. And you give it a shake. Sounds like a thunderstorm that they've been having over there in the UK.
And would you play that in the middle of a gig as part of a tune, would you?
No, I took it out of a session once, Anno, and I got ran. But no, I play this in theatre or in some sound effects stuff for film. Most recently, I suppose, with Slat in the Galway Arts Festival, Trevor Knight composed, and he was just looking for any sound that you know, I could come up with. So I had my bag of tricks, and that's what I do. And most percussionists do. They collect instruments
that make the sounds.
That make sounds. Try and make up your own
drum kit.
Yeah.
We'll move now to African percussion. Next piece we're going to hear is from Ghana, and it's performed by members of Djembe Djembe Djembe.
Yeah, everybody, bring your calabash, bring your calabash. Mofia mo keche niaba. Waya wanu koko. Everybody, bring your calabash. Bring your calabash. Mofia mo kechi niaba. Waya wanu koko. Everybody, bring your calabash. Bring your calabash, mofia mo kechi niaba, waya wanu koko. Everybody, bring your calabash, mofia mo kechi niaba, waya wanu koko.
Waya wanu koko,
waya wanu koko,
waya wanu koko.
Waya wanu koko. Everybody, bring your calabash, mofia mo kechi niaba, waya wanu koko. Bring your calabash, mofia mo kechi niaba, waya wanu koko.
David, could you tell me a little bit about that piece of music?
This song that we just done was it's a very popular song in Ireland now. We've taught this song to about 20,000 children in the last, 3 years?
3 years, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you do workshops with children or what?
We do workshops in schools, yeah. We do a workshop called A Trip to Africa, where we bring a bunch of drums and we teach children about percussion, song and dance, and also about Africa, where the cultures of these instruments are in the world, and different things about the cultures and about life in Ghana and all of this sort of stuff. But the song we just done is played on Pan Logo drums. These drums that I have here, they're kind of shaped like a barrel, like a wooden barrel, and the skin is antelope skin, and it's stretched down with wooden pegs, which are driven through the wood in the body of the drum, and this stretches down the skin. And they're all tuned differently, so you can create different melodies by playing the different drums.
You're joined here by your teachers, Oko and Simon. Where did you meet up, or how did you start learning from these gentlemen?
When I started being interested in hand percussion, I was playing some djembe, and that was about 7 odd years ago, and I saw people like Brian Fleming playing djembe, and it inspired me to pick up the instrument and learn something about it. And I found it very difficult to find people to teach me and, you know, give me some hints and tips and stuff like that. I live in Athy in Kildare, and there's probably nobody down that end of the country playing them. There's a few now, but back then there wasn't. So I went to Ghana, spent a couple of days in the capital city in Accra, and had a couple of disastrous drum lessons by people who were just saw me and were like, oh yeah, you want to learn the drums? And they're a bit dodgy, to be honest. So I headed up the coast out to a bit more of a rural place, to a village called Kokrobite. And so I got sent up to Oko's house. So I went up there and had a little chat and talked about money and all the serious stuff, you know. And then done a bit of bartering and, you know, traded some chickens and stuff. And then we got down to the business, yeah.
But Oko, how do you deal with this Western student appearing on your doorstep and saying, I want to learn the drums?
I was in this business for many, many years, very long time, around 1987. I started this business, teaching this Western. So I'm really familiar to them, how to receive them and to treat them nicely and calm and give them what they want.
Which is the drumming, the style of drumming.
Exactly. When you come first, I just check if you are a beginner. I have something called ABC, like an alphabet, you know, like how to get your slap. That's the slap, how to get a tone, and how to get a bass, etc. So when you qualify for that, then I give you more like a drum language, like tim pate boom pata boom pata boom pata tim pate boom pata boom pata tim pete tim pate boom pata pete, and so on and so forth. So this is how I do teach my students, and they are quite happy about that.
Thank you there, David Day, Oko Ardifio and Simon Anno. John Mayock, you're doing some performing at the Big Bang Festival this weekend, but not as a musician.
No, I'm actually doing some visual art to accompany with the show on Saturday night in the National Concert Hall. I was delighted to be asked because I've been involved in music for a very long time, for a lot longer, in fact, than I've been involved in art. And it was great to get the opportunity to bring the two interests together.
Digital painting, how does that concept work?
It's hard to know whether it's called digital painting or drawing or imaging or what to call it, in fact. It's done on computer. It's largely done using Photoshop, taking source imagery and then manipulating it. And in this case, I wanted to manipulate images in such a way as to convey something about the notion of rhythm, the notion of percussion, the notion of performance as well.
A static piece of sculpture that you would create with a rhythm in it?
Yes. And anything I've ever done, I would hope, would have that flow and swing to it. In a static form, it's hard to capture that. With imagery, with two-dimensional imagery, it's a little bit easier in a way because you can actually create a flow and a rhythm in a visual sense that kind of moves on the page. You can create a little bit of movement on the page, perhaps in a way that you can't with a sculpture.
And how will that manifest itself on Saturday night?
There will be a series of images, fairly large images, framed and standing on easels, in the foyer, I hope, of the National Concert Hall, which people will be able to see before they go into the gig.
And I believe you've played a bit of Bowron yourself occasionally.
I have done, yeah. I've been playing... to cows, yes. I've been playing Bowron since I was about 10 years old, I suppose. Sessions, mostly. Nothing on the scale of these gentlemen here.
John Mayock, thanks very much. Now moving to Tony Oscar from Cuba. You're very welcome, Tony.
Thanks very much. How are we doing?
Cuba seems to be the hotbed of music these days, anyway. It was always like that.
Yeah, it's a very musical country. Thanks to the influence of African music and, you know, Spanish music and North African as well, Arabic and Latin American. So it's like a good friend of mine used to say, it's the musical melting pot of the world. Sorry to say, people, right?
So in the musical melting pot of the world, there are many types of music. What are the most popular types of music in Cuba?
Right. Well, we have among our rhythms, dance, patterns, and music styles, we count 156 different ones. And the most famous, we're talking cha-cha-cha, we're talking mambo, we're talking rumba, conga, guaguancó, pilón, bolero, bolero cha, son montuno, son cubano, conga.
Salsa?
Well, salsa is it's very curious, you know. Salsa is a name that became very famous during the 70s. Before 1959, Cuban bands used to perform in America. After the Cuban Revolution, that tunnel stopped, and other Latin American countries, especially Puerto Rico, started to fill those venues, you know. Salsa means souls in Spanish. So they said, okay, let's find something commercial. Spanish food is pretty spicy, so well, why not? You know, salsa, souls. So after that, you know, Tito Puente and La Fania, Fania All Stars, you know, they all became very, very famous. So what people call salsa nowadays is Cuban music with a different flavor.
Brian, you studied music in Havana for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, I had a go at it.
Tell us about this clave, the Cuban clave.
Well, it's clave is the Spanish word for key. So it's the rhythm that locks all the other rhythms together. And it might seem like a very simple rhythm, but it's kind of the last one you'd want to actually take up. There's an actual instrument called the clave too, and if you see a bunch of guys playing together and you pick up the clave, you're taking your life in your hands.
What's the clave look like?
It's like two pieces of wood. So it sounds kind of simple, but the feel of that is what everybody else is playing off. So you get it wrong, and no matter how polite people have been to you all day, the party's over.
We're also joined here by Andrea Antones from Brazil, who's sitting on this instrument. Robbie, could you describe that to us?
Yeah, he's playing a cajon, which originated in Peru. And a lot of people, cajon is a Spanish word for box. And it's basically just a box with a sound hole at the back. And they have a snare, copper wire, on the back of the face of it that you play. And it just creates a buzz effect. It's a wonderful instrument. It's wonderful warm tones. The Peruvians are a bit annoyed, of course, because Paco de Lucia brought it over in the 70s to Spain. And it's known as a flamenco box. And it's played along with a lot. It's very, very popular in flamenco music. So the world thinks it's a Spanish box, but just to write that wrong, it's a Peruvian box.
So, Andrea Antones, could you play some music on your instrument for us, please? Thank you, André. That's almost everybody in a percussion ensemble. For the last ensemble performance, Brian and the lads will be joined by Hugh O'Byrne and James Farr. But Brian and Robbie, would you please tell us what are the highlights of the upcoming weekend?
Yeah, we've got some workshops. We've got Irish dance workshop at the lab, capoeira workshop also at the lab. We've got frame drawing masterclass with the amazing Andrea Piccioni. We've got a vocal beatbox workshop. They're both in Walton's. And you can reserve a place at info@bigbangfestival.com.
And we've got a couple of gigs going on. Friday night is frame drumming with Run on a Snuddy from Keila, myself and Robbie, and Andrea Piccioni from Italy. Saturday night is the legendary Trilok Gertu in the concert hall. Sunday afternoon is the Big Bang. It's a free event in Meeting House Square in Temple Bar, 2 o'clock. And then Sunday evening, big explosion to finish it all off is Mono Blocco in the Sugar Club, 15-piece samba band direct from Rio.
My thanks to Brian Fleming, Robbie Harris, Tony Oscar, Hugh O'Byrne, James Farrell, David Day, Oco Ardifio, Simon Anno, and Andre Antones and John Mayock. Thank you. For more about the Big Bang Festival in Dublin this weekend, go to bigbangfestival.com. That's one word, bigbangfestival.com. Take it to the break. We'll give you another piece of music from our percussion ensemble.